When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Wake up, Lincoln.
I overslept. Damn rooster didn't crow.
It's time for Early Break, sponsored by Midwest Bank. Live from Lincoln, America, here's 93.7 The Ticket's Jake Sorensen.
I'm wrong, but I'm not.
Husker Online, Steve Sipple.
If I were a feral cat.
And longtime college football assistant coach, Bill Bush.
You get one team. Mine's the Houston Oilers. I'm not the Texans, and I'm not the Titans, so I'm out.
This is Early Break.
Back here on Early Break, hour number two, 7 o'clock hour, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank, member
FDIC.
Once again, we'll get to what Steve Schindler is up to. Nick Sainer filling in for Jake Sorensen, Steve Sipple, and Bill Bush alongside. Before we get to our guests, Bill, what does Steve Schindler got?
Well, he's got a big day today, and he's dealing with food, and Steve will remember this. So what Steve has set up today up in the bank right there is high-end dining. He set up a complete exact replica of a Bishop's Buffet.
Oh, God, yes.
Of a Bishop's Buffet. Do you remember that? Do you remember the Bishop's Buffet?
Yeah, I don't remember that.
Do you remember the light? The lights, you pressed a button and a little light lit up. Uh-huh. That was if you needed some additional service.
At your table. Yes.
So it was high-end buffet food. You went through as the prime rib. It was everything. Then remember,
Jello.
You can top it off with the chocolate pie.
Yeah,
you remember the pie?
The chocolate pie
at Bishop's was the best chocolate, and the shaved chocolate on top of the whipped cream. So Schindler's going to have that today. It's an exact replica of Bishop's Buffet. Where was it located here in Lincoln?
It was out on West. It was out on East Dome.
Was it by the mall?
Yeah, right by Gateway.
Right by Gateway?
100%.
That's right there. I remember going to the one in Sioux City. That's where me and my grandparents.
Wait a minute. There's a Bishop's in Sioux City?
Oh, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Really?
It was incredible. Well, went there with my grandma. Grandma
it was high-end buffet.
What time frame are we talking?
70s,
okay. 80s, maybe.
Well before me.
Yeah, it was probably the most incredible meal you could ever have.
A little almost before me. I mean, yeah. I was a young boy.
It was exquisite when you went in. It was the seats were all leather. It was how it was done was it was magical. It was expensive. This was not a budget buffet.
No, it was the antithesis to the old country buffet. No, not the old country buffet was good. Really good fried chicken.
I liked the old country buffet.
Fried chicken.
There it is.
So have Bishop's Buffet set up in the
That's amazing.
Lobby. Yeah,
there'll be a lot of people there.
Well, he bought a lot of stuff from Bishop's when they closed down. Steve's had it in his garage. Been waiting for this moment.
This guy is something else.
He's got everything.
Yesterday it was a magic act.
Yes.
Jeez,
he did magic.
Pulled a rabbit out of his hat.
Hey, Davison. Yeah. Matt Davison's with us.
Yes, of the 1890 initiative.
He runs 1890.
He runs it. If you want to know what's going on, talk to Davison.
I don't know. He runs it.
He has the strings to all the cash.
Some days,
he's the one.
I don't know.
He's the one writing the checks.
Do you do magic tricks?
Can you do magic tricks?
No. Okay, I used to know some card tricks.
Card tricks would be good.
Used
Those
to
are
know
cool.
Some.
He strikes me that way.
He looks like sleight of hand. What's the game with the shell game? What's the shell game? I can see Davison.
Three shells moving around.
I can see him in the locker room.
I never miss. When they do those on the big screen at the games, never miss.
Never miss.
Really?
Yeah. You can watch it.
You're quick-minded.
He is. Very quick.
Good eyes.
That's why I had the catch. Boom. That's why I had the catch.
What catch are we talking about? Boom. I have no idea.
There were a few other ones, Bill.
The thing was, he had a lot of catches. We only know about one, a tip ball.
I want to say something about Davison. Davison is always about the catch. We always make fun of it. Davison was a good player. I covered him.
Yeah.
I covered him.
You interviewed me many times.
Yeah, he caught
back
passes.
In the day.
He caught passes. He blocked
many passes.
Did everything.
I was an extended left tackle.
Exactly.
Out on the edge.
I know you were.
Out on the edge.
Davison, I played wide receiver in college too. Like that, and I wasn't even allowed to go to 7-on-7. I didn't get a go. Like, no, I just go. Bill just go to the stock blocking drills. I did that. I did stock and push crack. That's all I did all day. That
Ron was it. Brown had us out there stock blocking and diving. Back then, you could chop.
Go for the legs.
So we were stock, chop at the end.
Oh, yeah.
Backside. If you're a backside guy, they go opposite on the option. Goes the other way. You were running across the field on an angle and chopping the guy 30 yards down the field.
Better times.
Wear him down.
Swim. Yeah. Why is this Matt Davison here?
Why is he here?
I just stopped in. Thought I'd have a copy.
Just hung out.
Why is Matt Davison in?
No, 1890, you guys got a big red rally coming up.
We do, yeah. Friday's a big day for us. We're partnering with News Channel Nebraska. We're doing a 12-hour big red rally. It's live streaming and radio and a bunch of live interviews with athletes. We have Merritt Beeson and Lexi Rodriguez and Ty Robinson. I'm going to be on a bunch. And really the idea is just to rally as many people as we can to become members of 1890 and to learn more about it and how they can be a part of it and how they can help our student athletes and our program succeed. And so it's been great to partner with them. We're on stations, with News Channel Nebraska all across the state. And so it's going to be a lot of fun and hopefully a learning experience for everybody that listens.
Will it be like a telethon? Will there be a bank of people sitting behind you? I'd love to see a bank of people, the old school telethon.
Pick up the old phones.
We'll come answer phones.
Sort of, yes.
We'll come answer phones.
It's sort of going to be like that. Yeah, and we're going to have some really cool stuff we're giving away.
I'm talking ticket.
We're having packages of stuff and signed gear.
No trips.
That's big. No, we're not doing trips, but some cool autograph stuff, and we'll be giving things away during the day. And really, if people want to be a part of it, they can just watch it on the streaming service, newschannelnebraska.com, they can listen on the radio station.
Okay, and we got to do some reporting now. Where is this?
Well, we're going to be at our studio down here at 1890 headquarters.
That's where we're
going to do some live stuff throughout the day. And then we're going to be on the radio stations all across the state.
Okay. And this is, again, when?
Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Where?
It's almost like he wasn't here.
You should come to our office.
Did you forget the
We'd like
the
to come over.
30 seconds?
Can we come over?
Yeah.
Can me and Sip come over?
You guys
over?
Have never been to our office.
Never
We're
been.
Two blocks away.
It looks great.
Never been.
On two blocks videos away. That you guys post, it looks incredible.
Yeah, thanks. Come on over. You're always welcome.
Where, when, and why is what we have to get to, guys.
You could wear your new pullover on Friday.
Yes. Yeah. Hold it up.
Looks great.
My wife already took mine home.
Did she?
Yes, she
Laurel.
Did. Laurel.
Looks great.
Yeah, looks great.
Hey, you know where that would look good?
Where?
At practice today.
Oh, yes. Wear that. Wear that.
He's like, nope, can't do it.
Sip wore a Yangling shirt 2 weeks ago at practice. You can wear that. That would be a much better presentation.
Plus, you probably can't since you got that new shirt on today.
What's wrong with this shirt?
Nothing.
It's actually a good shirt.
It's a good shirt. Yes. I thought it was new.
It kind of reminds me of my blue polo. That you guys
swim just hammered my shoes. Looks like
I heard that on the way in. What's wrong with the shoes?
I don't have any.
The green.
And
ones.
He also took a shot at Shopko.
They're bright.
They're bright.
That's the idea I got was from Frost. He was wearing them at a press conference once, and I thought those are sweet.
And you attempted to match the polo today a little bit. It's like an off green with the lime. Yeah.
Well,
good effort from you.
How are we going to earn this? What are we going to do here? So if someone wants to get involved, give us what's the grassroots here? How do we get going?
Well, the educational piece is our biggest challenge. Like, we still talk to people all the time that they want to help. They don't really know how. You can go to our website, 1890nebraska.com. A lot of information there. You can choose which sport you want to help. And as always, if you decide to help and you give a one-time gift or a monthly recurring gift, 100% of the contribution goes to the student athletes because the PEDS cover all the expenses. And so we just have so many great people at Sand Hills that are helping us every day that are doing great work. And that's what allows me to actually do my job every day. We have other people that are helping us put on these big red rallies and these events. Next Friday, we have our big event at Pinnacle Bank Arena for all of our contributors. And we'll have the coaches there and some athletes on the floor the night before the spring game at PBA. And so we're putting on a lot of events and doing a lot of outreach to fans across the state and trying to get everybody involved because NIL is really important in today's college athletics.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Absolutely. This goes back to the GoFundMe. And this is how it works at other universities, too. So you have, like, see the GoFundMe that comes out on well, that, what do you get? Like, 45% of it goes to whoever the private part of it. They don't, all the money does not go to the person with the GoFundMe thing.
Oh, I didn't
so
know
the
that.
Other schools aren't like Nebraska. So with the money that goes in, they have to finance their employees, all the workers, the lawyers, all the stuff that is already handled here. This is the only place in the country that 100% of it goes to the student athletes. So when you are giving, it's not like, well, what'd you help out with? I think I helped out with so-and-so, but I think also, you know, I also helped out with Davidson's salary.
That's right. And they don't want to do that, no, I promise. Do, yeah. So, yeah, I mean, that's the biggest piece for us. And so we'll be talking all about it for 12 hours on Friday, 6 to 6, and hopefully get a lot of people, you know, Western Nebraska, get a lot of people out there that we can connect with and they can learn about 1890. We still every day talk to people that don't really understand how it works. I don't blame them.
Yeah.
It's new industry, but we're trying our best to let our coaches have a chance to be successful.
Just a common sense question. A common sense question.
Mm.
Fred Hoiberg has five open...
Head basketball coach.
Yeah. He has five open scholarships. Does that make your life busier?
It's fairly busy right now, yeah.
Because there's a lot of moving parts. There's guys visiting.
That's right.
There's guys that he probably has on the hook.
Yeah, and it's, you know, every sport is different, right, with the portal and when it kind of gets hot with recruiting and signing and different stuff. And so it makes it really fun for us. I mean, we have a lot of things going on all the time. Right now is a really exciting time. You have spring ball. We're coming off two great basketball seasons. The baseball team's playing really well. So a lot of good things going on. And then you have the portal and you're trying to, you know, recruit different sports. And jeez. And so it's a ton of fun.
It's wild.
Well, so, sorry, Bill, go ahead.
What if, does this interest you? If you're from Gary, Nebraska, and it's like, okay, I'm not really interested in donating, but I want to hire the polar bear to do an advertising for me and my company. Is that also something that you would help with?
Absolutely.
So they could reach out and just say, listen, we have a construction company. I want him to be the face of it. I want to be able to advertise with him. So I'm not going to give you whatever, 30 grand. I want to use that money to hire this person. Is that also something that goes through you?
Yeah, absolutely. So we get those emails and people reach out to us things like that all the time. They want to work with a specific student athlete. We'll facilitate that all day long. We're working with about 150 athletes right now across 8 sports.
Jeez.
And so, you know, again, yeah, there's a lot going on.
I said a Keith man.
Since the last time we had you on the station, Matt, Troy Dannon has been hired as the new athletic director in Nebraska. He made a big deal about just retention and recruiting in his introductory press conference. What's it been like from your guys' point of view working alongside of him in his first couple weeks on the job?
It's been great to get to know Troy. Spent a decent amount of time with him so far. He went to Scottsdale to our event that we had down there for Coach Hoiberg. And we've had lunch and spent a little more time together over time. Talked to him on the phone yesterday. So, I really like him. And his ideas that he's brought to the table are welcome. You know, everybody's kind of learning this industry. It's not like everybody's sharing best practices. And so having his experience coming from a couple different places has been helpful to us and seeing his vision for what the future could look like. And it's been really exciting for us.
I saw a photo of John Cook at a run in St. Paul with a big ice cream cone and a cap, an 1890 cap. I haven't seen a lot of public coaches, Nebraska coaches, expressing support in publicly. Is that happening more now?
I think so, yeah. And I actually saw Coach Cook yesterday, and I asked him about it. And he said, I just love the hat. He goes, I got up, honestly, I just put it on naturally because he was going up there to ride horses and look at horses. And
St. Paul.
And up north and a little bit, I think, west of St. Paul.
Did he eat the ice cream cone?
It was a huge ice cream.
It was a big ice cream. Right? They don't make them normally that big. Yeah. It was the coach got some special treatment.
Yeah.
There.
Yeah.
But yeah, he had the hat on. It was great. He posted a couple different pictures. And so that got a lot of run.
1890 cap.
Yeah. Yeah. We have a bunch of good merch on our website, 1890nebraska.com. That's another way all the proceeds from any merch that we sell goes to the kids as well. So there's some cool stuff online.
Everything there.
Go ahead, Billy.
So obviously it's been well documented. So this is completely different than from the past because Trev Albers did not deal with you guys.
I mean, I would.
Whoa.
Bill, you just head down that path.
Yeah, I like it.
No, look, we're just at this right now. and we were talking about Troy, it's just been fun to hear some new ideas, right? And so that's been great for us. We have great relationships at the university overall with 1890. Every day for the last, 18 months, 1890's been around. I'm talking to the compliance office. I'm talking to Jonathan Bateman. I'm talking with all the coaching staffs. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to the development staff when we need to about donors across the state and across the country. So we've had great relationships over there all along. And with Troy in place now, it's just been good to, again, see how he sees things moving forward, because I think it's going to be exciting for our fans once they really see it all come to fruition. I know our coaches are excited about it, too.
Nice. All right, before we get you out of here, Matt, we've got a couple of questions. Just once again, that education part of how do people get involved? People have asked, can they give cash? Right, how can people get involved? All the multiple
ways. That'd be incredible.
Yeah.
So envelope full of cash. Right. Yeah. Yeah.
Just email. Yeah.
No,
right.
That was back when, I don't know, that was
the
80s or something.
But no, how can people get involved? All the countless ways.
So 1890nebraska.com is the easiest way to contribute. Just go online. You can put your card in there, choose the sport and how much you want to give, one time or monthly. Otherwise, if you want to send a check, our address is on the website as well. We're right downtown near campus. You can send a check in the mail. Every bit helps. That's what we want everybody to know. We want everybody in Nebraska, everybody across the country and across the world. We have donations from all across the world. People trying to help our student athletes, help our program succeed, and every bit helps. So we appreciate everybody's support.
One more question. It might be odd, but I think this goes through our fans' mind. What if someone directly wanted to contribute to Lexi Rodriguez or to Ty Robinson?
Good question.
Someone tag that and just say, "Listen, this is I'm a huge volleyball fan, and this person, whatever it is."
Yeah, the short answer is yes, and I have those conversations frequently. I'd want to have that conversation with somebody. It's not as easy as going online and doing it. Good. It would be an email and then a conversation.
We will post your personal cell phone.
Please do.
We will do that.
Sip, did you just change your number yet, Sip?
No. It's a lot of text.
I'll tell you, I think like 10,000 people have my phone number anyway. I've had the same number for 22 years, I think. So.
Gets around a lot.
Matt knows a lot of people.
Matt's very popular. Extremely popular.
Caught a lot of passes.
Got a lot of passes.
How many, Sip?
He ran the football department. Now he's running 1890. That's a lot of intelligence right there.
Power. Yeah. I think we're talking power.
I'm saying us three running.
Seen a lot of stuff. You've seen a lot of stuff. You've seen a lot of stuff.
Like that. But like I said,
we're in a good spot right now. Aren't we, as a program? Don't we feel good about it?
Yes. It's the best run it's the best run collective in college sports right now.
It's hard to compare.
No one that does compare.
We have a lot of people working on it, I'll tell you that. Yeah. With all the people at Sandhills and the people we have at 1890, there's a lot of people.
I just try to emphasize that to people. This is a big operation.
Yeah, it is.
It's not just Matt sitting over there with sweatpants on.
No, there's probably 20 total people that are touching 1890 in some way every day. Legal, 20. Accounting, web, merch, all the stuff.
Never stops, legal. Right? Because you got football offseason, straight into basketball offseason retention or additions, and then straight into football season going on in the fall. And then all the other sports as well mixed in there. It never stops.
Yeah. So, July's a pretty good time.
Jake's dad is an accountant. Do you need him at all?
We could use him.
Okay, we can contact him. Yeah. He just got done with tax day. He might have some free time. Get a hold of Jake's dad to be able to help with that.
Once again, that's 1890nebraska.com. The button of become a member today is right smack dab in the middle. You can't miss it.
Do it.
It's right smack in the middle.
Thanks, Nick. Go. Thanks, everybody.
There it is.
Geez. Appreciate you.
Friday, guys. Let's Friday go. Is huge.
Big red rally.
Do we have a number we're trying to shoot for? Is there any sort of kind of a target number?
It's kind of
number?
Our first one, right? We don't know really what to expect, but I know people will show up, and I'm excited to reach Western Nebraska. You know, we haven't been out there much, and this is going to be a great way for us to get our message out there.
That's important.
We need a caravan at some point in time.
Yes.
A caravan to head out to Western. We'd like to be part of that.
Yes.
I'd like to be in a caravan.
Driving, flying, whatever it takes.
I'd like to drive it. I'd like to go,
Let's fly. Let's caravan.
Boots on the ground.
We'll take Swim's car.
Yeah. He's got a brand new car. Have you seen it?
We don't need
it. It's all over social media. He got it at BMW.
It is too.
You can't miss it.
You can't miss it. It's everywhere. We'll send it to you.
License plate.
Personal license plate. Swim. Swimtastic.
Somebody did ask on the text line, are you going to get big Swim license plates? And I'm not. I'm not.
How about Davidson being here?
There it is. Thanks
for having me, boys.
Of the 1890 initiative.
See you soon.
1890nebraska.com. You can donate now. Their big red rally on Friday. All right, when we return, it's time to talk a little bit of alcohol at Haymarket Park. Let's do that coming up next. Early break on the ticket.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen on sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save big money.